Shots were potentially fired. They pursued the vehicle. The vehicle came, struck one of our vehicles here at 2nd and Maryland, first and Con here, and then ultimately ended up at 2nd and Maryland northeast, where it crashed into one of our barricades. It appears to be an isolated incident with this one vehicle involved. This appears to be an isolated, singular matter with, at this point, no nexus to terrorism.
So a peaceful day, in a sense, on the Hill turns into chaos for minutes after a woman goes berserk and drives erratically on a wild chase from the White House down to the Capitol for a mile and a half. And that's where we start. All roads lead to America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How's it hanging out there, chiefs and chiefettes? And all those nooks and crannies. It's a war of words, my friends, and we've got some of that coming up. How people are reacting to the shutdown, igniting other people to the point of rage. In this case, as you heard Chief Dine talk about, an isolated case, no terrorism, because that's what people are thinking automatically every time something out of the ordinary happens, and it's an extraordinarily rare experience, which is what happened on the what happened in Washington today. The woman who drove her Infiniti car with a one-year-old child, her daughter in the car, was said to have mental problems. Postpartum depression is what it's being linked to at this point. I mean, there's still an investigation, and can you ever be completely, truly sure of what set somebody off in this direction? Well, the answer is no, because she's dead. At the end of this, after her car had careened down the street, what ended up happening was that police shot her and killed her. Miriam Carey, 34 years old, from Stamford, Connecticut. She ran her car into a fence outside of the White House before police killed her. And was there an attempted White House breach of sorts in the woman's death? People were saying they heard the pop, pop, pop sound. That was the police and the guns. And some people saw the car going down Pennsylvania Avenue. She tried to force her car through a White House security fence, and that's ultimately what led to the 12-block chase past the Capitol, which was locked down for a half an hour. The suspect was a dental hygienist with a history of mental issues and had an 18-month daughter, so 18 months she was, who was with her, who wasn't hurt, thank goodness. One Secret Service officer was hit by the car. A Capitol Police officer was injured when he slammed into a barricade during the pursuit of her. And the unidentified police officer treated and released, no problem, right away. All the shots came from the police officers who were involved in pursuing her. And she didn't have a gun. She was using the car, they say, as a weapon. And the video, you can see the video, you know, this is radio, but imagine this. Everybody's focus is on what's going on inside the Capitol. What's happening at the White House? Will the shutdown end tomorrow? Will the shutdown end in the next couple of hours? Well, the answer to those questions are no way. But while people's minds are going in that direction, they're certainly not thinking to look over and see as this unfolds. Imagine this car flying down the street. And then you have Capitol Police armed with machine guns who are running around outside the Capitol and people fleeing, people just running. I mean, just running. It reminded me of 9/11 when they evacuated everything, every place they could in Washington. People were running for the exits. And so that's what happened here. People heard shots, people running down the street. The president was briefed about what happened in the middle of this shutdown. There was definitely a tense atmosphere. It happened after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And she couldn't get through the White House checkpoint, so the outer perimeter fence, which nobody's getting through that. And then she went down Pennsylvania Avenue where she hit that Secret Service officer that I talked about. And then there was the chase. They specifically caught up with her at Garfield Circle near the Capitol reflecting pool, but then she went off again. Another officer in pursuit hit a barricade and was hurt. It ended at Constitution Avenue and 2nd Street. She was wounded. She was mortally wounded, killed. And the child was pulled out of the car. I mean, the woman's motive unknown. They think she was unstable, as I already said. She might have had postpartum depression, mental health issues. Well, I'll tell you what, if there's ever a time to talk about mental health problems in this country, is it now or what? Anytime anything happens, oh, they had a history of mental health. Oh, they went to a psychiatrist, but there's some records of something happening, and then they moved on, or, you know, a plethora of other descriptions. Often on this show, we have a psychologist on, Wendy James, and she talks about what's happening now with people who are at the cracking point. So was there any kind of relationship to this? Sounds as though she was in Connecticut, and she decided to, for some reason, go down to Washington and make this statement, and who knows? I mean, you know, it was what working in the inner workings of her mind. She obviously was struggling with a few things, but that's it. They said that she suffered a fall a couple of years ago, and then she started to have these problems. And the place where she lived was surrounded by police and fire crews, and decontamination area that was set up because they don't know. They have the hazmat. This is what has to happen now because of things that have happened with other people. So they had people in hazmat suits that were in the building. This was still into the wee hours of the night. And any suggestion that, you know, she tried to breach security by accident, they say, no, they don't think so. So, you know, it was just a high-speed chase. It was a high-speed chase. Had to be pretty dangerous. Lucky there weren't some other people hit. There were people that were, for whatever reasons, on the side of the road, or they were reading newspapers, or they're doing whatever, and they saw all of this unfold, and they just saw a burst of gunfire, and they weren't really sure what was going on. So the FBI responded. A helicopter landed in front of the Capitol to medevac the injured cop. There was a message from the Capitol Police that ordered anyone in the house to find a sheltered place. The House recessed. The Senate went into a quorum call, and they dispensed with official business as soon as that happened. They locked doors, closed windows. See, that's what people are thinking. Shut it off, cut it off, because they're thinking something else is going on. They have no clue. And it started just slightly after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was all over by 3 o'clock. But a lot of people say they were pretty shaken up by what they saw, not sure with what was happening there. All right, speaking of being unsure with what's happening, the war of words over this government shutdown next on America Tonight.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little of this, a little of that. The War of Words coming up in just a second here on ATN. You want to throw in your two? You can, my friends. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Guarantee. I don't care what nook, what cranny you're living in. They're talking about this. At some point in your day, you are talking about or hearing about the government shutdown. Stacy in Mississippi. Hello, Stacy.
How are you doing, Damus Kate?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are, too.
Well, it's just another day, and Obama's destroying America. God bless his king's soul. But anyway, what I want to get to is, besides, there's two things. That's it, and I'll be quiet and let you have your show. Anyway, I hear that people is even on Medicaid. I thought it was just a state thing. But the government had something, it's got something to do with that. I don't know if it's $400 or $4,000 it's going to cost American people that's got Medicaid. Okay, let's skip on by that. You can keep it in your mind. You're a smart lady. All right. And God bless your show. You know I listen to it every night. But anyway, the FDA, okay, Food and Drug Administration, okay, that's federal. Okay, they're shut down. All right. Well, if they're shut down, we can be eating rotten meat, rotten canned foods, rotten whatever, and Obama's wife is supposed to be this nutrition expert that don't know nothing, probably never been to school a day in her life about nutrition, besides that since she started this crap, don't want you to eat French fries and everything else, or Happy Meals because they got a toy in them for kids, but yet the FDA, if they shut down, we can be eating rotten foods in canned meat, anything. You get my drift. Now, I think America gets my drift. And I think this is my personal opinion. America is bigger together. Together we stand. I think we ought to grab Obama and throw him out of the office physically and get rid of that man. That man has destroyed our country. You're working on a radio station. You're a taxpayer.
Yeah.
Hey, you pay. Well, all right, they're going to shut everybody, even the people that save us in the Army, the Navy, whatever, maybe Marines, whatever. They're cutting their checks off. Okay. Cut his check off. Okay. But the thing about it is the Food and Drug Administration, which is why is supposed to be the, you know, stop eating French fries and all this crap and everything, but yet the Food and Drug Administration is not working, and we could be eating rotten foods, get diseased and die and everything, so God bless the king's soul again. But I'll just leave the rest of it up to you. I think you put two and two together. You're smart.
Yeah, you know, Stacey, you're right about the FDA. I think that's very disconcerting if we don't have the FDA running. Supposedly they are. The problem is exactly what you said, because we have the safest food in the world, but we have had plenty of things go haywire with our food sources. We know that with E. coli and all that other stuff. And you don't want the FDA shut down because of that, because there's things that can happen. For as much as we can talk about there aren't enough inspectors, there's still lots of problems that need to be fixed, definitely, because I'm not a big fan of the FDA. But not having the FDA running would be disastrous in other senses. And as somebody who just went through a food poisoning thing, let me tell you, it is. I never had problems with any food like that. And it is frightening when it happens to you, because you're not really sure what's going on. And with everything that we've talked about on this show, where does, you know, my mind go when that happens? And then the other thing is Medicaid. Of course, there's huge concerns over Medicaid. But each day they're talking about spending bills. And every day that the government stays closed, there are things that are still remaining open. If it goes deeper, I think the concern gets bigger, because there's no way you're going to be able to process everything the more this continues. You know, the Social Security checks, the Medicaid, Medicare, all of that is problematic, because filing, doctors dealing with it, people dealing with it, it is going to create a crisis and a crunch. This is why there is such huge concern by people who are looking at this a little bit differently for this shutdown. I mean, I've already said it. We pay for the government. We pay for the government. 80% of how the government even operates, I think even slightly higher than that, is out of our pocket. So this is your cash. This is your tax money that's at work here, or not at work, as it were. And yes, of course, there's huge concerns over both of the things that Stacey brought up. So we're seeing that things look like they're going to close down, and then they say, well, no, we're going to keep this open. But eventually, if you hit that debt ceiling, you're running out of money, there's no way you're keeping some of what's being said that can remain open. It can't happen. You're not going to have enough workers, and you're not going to have enough cash eventually. It's about that. We're running out of it. If we cannot push the debt ceiling, which is so ridiculous, because we're pushing the debt ceiling to borrow more money on top of bad money that we already borrowed too much of, and we're caught in a quandary because we don't have a budget, and the government is shut down. It's shut down. So who's being betrayed? How many people feel betrayed by what's going on? Disappointed. Just exhausted from the back and forth. So this fiscal standoff that's closed most of the federal government heated up a little bit on Thursday. There's talks over a budget deal and an effort by moderates. Is there any more moderates? By moderates to try to break the logjam, but it's not, so far, it's not working. We're beyond that. It is not working. So you had Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, initiating conversations with senior House Republicans on the deficit reduction deal that would allow some increases to federal programs squeezed by the automatic cuts, which is this sequester. in exchange for long-term changes to programs like Medicare and Social Security. So it includes instructions to try to move along efforts to simplify the tax code. I don't see it at this. I just don't see it at this point. I don't think so. If anything's going to happen, they're going to have lots of, I think, negotiators rather than the same faces that they're having on the Hill. It's in the middle of all this is what I was talking about with the shooter rattling, people being rattled by the shooting of from the cops to stop a woman who was using her car as a weapon to smash the gates at the White House. So large parts of the government sidelined, 800,000 federal workers forced, more than 1 million or so to work without pay. They're working without pay. And I think it continues well into next week, too, as well. Well into next week. The president was speaking in a Maryland suburb. He tried to keep the heat on the Republicans, saying what many in the party acknowledge: if Mr. Boehner allowed the House to vote on a spending bill to reopen the government free of any provisions that would undermine the health care law, it would pass with bipartisan support. Obama says Speaker John Boehner won't even let the bill get a yes or no vote because he doesn't want to anger the extremists in his party. He said if the Speaker did so, he added that we could get back to the business of governing and helping the American people. So now a lot of people are attacking the Tea Party and saying they're the extremists that are holding everybody hostage. Is that true? Are we being held hostage by the Tea Party? What say you, America? Is that true? Or is it just kind of name-calling because it's convenient? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What one Fox anchor had to say about federal workers who are living off our backs. Next.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks.
No.
I had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed a program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yep.
Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95.
Okay, I'll let you know when.
20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. So it is about the buzz in the backyard, the war of words. We heard Dave from the UK, also Stacy in Mississippi. I think I mentioned Jane, who had sent a note in the mailbag. A lot of people sick and tired of Ring Around the Rosie, and it's, you know, the same thing over and over and over and over again. But here we are. We're at the precipice of this. There's been no movement in the shutdown standoff. Obama and congressional leaders meet, but neither side is backing off the budget stance officially anyway at this point. And federal agencies suspended a range of things and furloughed all those workers I talked about after they didn't pass the funding legislation by midnight on Monday, but we're so beyond Monday. We're heading into a weekend, right? As we go in all these different directions and we hear all the hot opinions, there are people that are blaming the Tea Party. There are people that are blaming the Senate Democrats. There are people that are blaming the crappy affordable health care that got shoved down everybody's throat. Whoops, was that me? And the reason I say it's crappy is because, yes, I will say this again. Without a doubt, affordable health care, who is saying they don't want affordable health care? I mean, really, if they are, then they stand alone or they stand away from my point of view. There's no question. But the problem is, this was the affordable health care knowingly jammed through just jam it through, and then with all the problems, we'll figure it out. But then the problems become the problems of other people. So we know this to be true because I've talked to so many people who are seeing that it's not made up or magical. Their health premiums, they've gotten notification their health premiums are going up threefold. How do you afford that? Especially if you're living check to check. I mean, it's how do you afford that? And then it's not as though you're getting this health care if you are indigent. You're getting health care if you're indigent. You're getting health care if you make $30,000, whatever. That's not true because you still have to pay for it. And the pay is funky, what you pay based on where you live and what you make or whatever your assets are. So it's not as cut and dry as the name would lead some people to believe. And people get their hackles up over this. They do. They get their hackles up over health care and over what's happening with the government. But you know this for sure. I can tell you this to be true. As we sit here, no matter what you wear on your chest, whether you are a lifelong conservative Republican or a lifelong Democrat, or you're someone who jumped parties like Arlen Specter. When you were young, you were a Democrat, and then you thought, ooh, I can't be a Democrat. Now you're a Republican. I mean, lots of people change their mind. Or you're an independent because you can't stand either party at this point. We are entering the fourth day of this. This is prolonged, and it's two-pronged, and I'm worried about the second prong, because October 17th, we default. $16.7 trillion is our debt. $16.7 trillion, and that's the big fight. I mean, to me, we might as well move to the main card, because this is where it's at. I mean, it's one thing with the budget. You get into the issue of the debt ceiling. Oh, my, oh, my. Roll into cash. I said this in our last show. I am not an accountant. I am not a stockbroker. I am a smart enough woman to know because I had to school myself in finance, meaning I talked to a lot of smart people who taught me a few things because I had to have a 401k rollover. And trust me, it wasn't for a ton of money, but it doesn't matter. You have to grow that money, right? Because I think you have to have gold. You have to have a little bit of everything if you can afford it here and there to try to help yourself in the future. So the bottom line is I know some of you are in that same situation. You got something tucked away. So be careful because the stock market will plunge. It's already fell. It certainly fell on the day. But it'll plunge if we hit the debt ceiling and we just breeze by that, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, because that means we're blowing off our commitments. And that means the commitments to the bonds, it sells to investors around the world, and that's a major sell-off. That is a global financial crisis. It's real. It's serious. Be careful, my friends. Put the politics aside when it comes to that. RC is listening to us in the great state of Illinois on KHMO, one of our great affiliates. RC, hello.
Hello, Katie. Question for you. Number one is, you're probably the most honest talk show host in the world.
Well, thank you for that.
No, I'm serious about that. Plus, you like sports. That's cool to me. Anyway, I don't have the internet anymore because I can't afford it. I'm on a fixed income. And I get my news from certain people. And somebody was telling me there was a missive or an email from, I don't know if it came from Boehner or Reed, that stated, and you can clarify this for me, that they were in kind of cahoots.
That Boehner and Reed were in cahoots.
Yes. In other words, they hid behind closed doors or something, and talking about the Obamacare and all of this, and they're just going to go along and let this whole sequence happen, and nothing would be happening. And a friend of mine who I talked to said, the one talk show, he lives in California, he'd listen to somebody, they're just going ape over this. I don't know if that's fact or fiction.
I think it's kind of a little of both. Here's what's happening. The only thing they've talked about is they reneged on a deal that they had hashed out privately. That is true. Supposedly they hashed out a deal separately earlier in the year for a clean stopgap bill that would fund the government. So pushing all of their personal things aside, their party things aside, that they never wanted this battle over Obamacare as part of the negotiations, that's all. That they wanted to just, there wasn't that they were in agreement of Obamacare, that they were just going to agree, okay, let's just pass a clean bill so that we don't have, you know, we've got a bill for $988 billion and we don't have to deal with that. We're not going to deal with that. So the whole defunding of Obamacare threw a curveball into it for Boehner, really.
Okay.
And I guess in Reed, too, because if they were going to try to make this come through, but they didn't get a clean government bill. They couldn't pass the House bill because all the Democrats wouldn't support it. Yeah, how are they going to get it? So they could have their own deal. You and I could be representing two parties, and I say, RC, let's go play golf. Let's just talk about it. Let's work this out, because we're not going to go through
in
this nonsense.
In the golf cart, we can get her done.
Right, we can get it done. But then we have all these people we have to deal with, and they don't want to get it done. They're not going to live with our deal, so no. Boehner's bad at this.
That they can't see the forest for the tree.
Yeah, they're bad at this. I mean, Boehner has a strike too on this. Remember, he had his little beer fest with the president behind closed doors, and that blew up in his face. He's better off not having any of these meetings.
Well, of course. First of all, he's going to be dictated to. That's fine. Now, we'll end that, and we'll say to this, your first caller you had tonight, was it Stacy?
No, the first caller was David in the UK, but also you might have heard Stacy in Mississippi talking about Obama and Medicare.
He's got a brogue like I do. He was spot on. I don't agree with all he said, but by golly, that's why I love you. First of all, you clarified something to me so I can get back to this buddy of mine and say, hey, you didn't tell me the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I call you, because you got the info and you explained to me explicitly what the deal was, because I got all turned upside down. So, I mean, wait a minute. These two guys are in cahoots and now they're battling like this? Why the people go down the crapper? You know, it just makes no sense to me. And, parties are parties are parties. But sometimes parties have to get together. And I can understand the reason why people are entrenched on both sides, but it's the American people getting hurt by this. And so I'm sorry. Now, listen, I've taken up too much of your time. Love you, gal. Like I said, you're all annoying. And you've explained to me one thing that I had a problem with, and that's this note or this agreement between.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah.
Okay. So I appreciate
RC, good deal.
Love you, babe. You take good care of yourself.
All right, RC, thanks. Appreciate the sentiment. Love that. Yes, I am trying to take good care of myself. I hope all of you are taking good care of yourselves. Because people, it's tough. It is. It's tough for some of these people that have been furloughed, because I've said this too. There, a lot of these people are the middle class. I'm going to say it again. The middle class, heart and soul, good working people, not lazy, not living off the fat of the lamb, not in duplicate jobs. They're just stuck in the middle class trenches. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
As we round this final corner in this hour of America Tonight, shutdown of your government, mine, now fourth day in a row, and nothing new in sight. Plus, we had the crazy woman, sad story, that she was shot by the Capitol Police after a wild, chaotic chase. She rammed a car into the White House security barrier. She was chased by the Secret Service, shot and killed. There was an 18-month-old child, her daughter, in the car. They say she might have had post-traumatic stress that might have been causing it, and she had some mental illness problems and whatnot. But very, very sad. Very sad, scary, chaotic, sad for the child, sad all the way around. What motivated her to do that? Looking for answers. At this point, they don't know. All right, so with the shots fired on Capitol Hill, I'm going to quickly tell you about this. And one of the police officers was injured. They air flighted him, and apparently he's fine. But although that sounds funny to say, well, they got him on a chopper and then he was fine. But the Capitol police officers aren't subject to furlough, so they're still in the job. But like other federal workers who are essential and who are working during the shutdown, their next paycheck won't be until the shutdown ends. So that's another wrinkle in this whole thing. The Office of Management and Budget says that workers who are exempt from furloughs get pay for their time at work, but it can only happen after Congress passes and the president signs a new appropriation or continuing resolution. So you got to figure this. Most federal workers get paid biweekly, although the day of the week varies depending on the agency, right? So a portion of the federal employees got their last paycheck yesterday for the previous pay period, And the starting salary for one of these Capitol Hill, I'll call them Capitol Hill police, Capitol Hill police officers, is $55,000 plus benefits, and they might, so they're probably looking at being freezed until not actually getting the physical check or getting paid until the shutdown is over. Another thing that some people are grappling with. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You can squeeze in a call, and we're going to let you hear what Stuart Varney had to say from Fox. He does a business show. We're going to let you hear what he had to say earlier in the day, a day ago, that infuriated some people and some people applauded. Let's go to Ray in Missouri, KHMO. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hey, Kate. I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm good, my friend.
Hey, you know how I've done a bunch of iron work and construction, building power plant, stuff across America?
Yeah.
And you know what happens when one of my jobs comes to an end? They tell me, they say, well, job's over. Or sometimes they say, well, we don't need you for a couple weeks, maybe a month, come back. Well, what I have to do is I have to wait 7 days. I have to go to the job service and I have to apply for unemployment. Then I got a 7-day waiting period. And then on the second week, they'll give me maybe whatever that state allows, maybe 20. Maybe $200, $250 a week for my time off work. And then when I go back to work, I start making money.
Mm.
You there?
You got a budget well. Yes, I'm listening. You got a budget well.
So these people get laid off. And now we're waiting on a vote tomorrow to say that when they come back to work, they get full back pay. Why don't these people have to go wait seven or go apply for unemployment, wait 7 days, and then get their $250 a week instead of getting however many weeks pay back since they've been sent at the house? I don't understand what the difference is.
Yeah. Well, not all of them would get, I don't think all of them get the payback. It depends on the union situation and what we're talking about. It's confusing. It's confusing because you have to break down every agency and all the different groups. And, yeah, there's no one answer across the board, but you make a good point. Well, why is that right? Why wouldn't you just wait and then, you know, look what happens? I mean, then, you know, get the money after that. So
well,
why?
They have a job. They work a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right now, just like any other company.
Like a contractor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, had to make some cutbacks, so you're laid off. Right now, we don't need you, you're laid off. Well, any other company in the United States, well, you got to wait your waiting week, and then you get, based on the state you work in, it's average income in the state, and then you get a percentage of that per week of that average income. That's what they pay you for unemployment.
Yeah.
But these government workers, they're not looking at that. They're working at getting however many days they're off. They're looking at getting full payment for time off work. So I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think that's fair either. I don't think that's fair. I think it's convoluted too, because of some of the way the hiring practices are. And, again, it is different on some of these agencies depending on what it is they do. But, yeah, you may make a great point. You're right. What if the rest of us have – well, we do. The rest of us have to do that. We would be in that same situation, yeah.
So they every time I've ever been laid off for a month or two, then when I go back to work, then they should pay me for all my time off. It doesn't happen. So if they're not going to go in and work every day, then they shouldn't get paid for all the time off work. That's
yeah.
My opinion.
Yeah, touche. Good point. Ray, it would be great, though, wouldn't it, to get that back pay, you know, and go back and look through your files and say, paid vacation. That's what it would be called. It is a paid, would be a paid vacation. Now, the back work, so far with the whole furlough thing, that's not a definite about, the unions are fighting for that. They want the pay, but that's not a definite that that's happening. All right, we have Stu Varney, and I think we can hear some of this. This is what Stu Varney, we talk about the war of words, this is what he had to say about government workers. Take a listen.
All right, two things to discuss with our good friend Stuart Varney from Fox Business. A, this government shutdown, day two. This is our shutdown spectacular show, by the way, day two. If, in fact, if it's costing us as a country any money, it's not impacted me yet. I'm not a federal employee, obviously. And number two, the real meat here on the plate is with the raising of the debt ceiling. We'll get to that. But first, Stuart, good morning. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate your expertise.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Sir, I want to talk to you about the continuing resolution fight, the shutdown of, what's that name?
Nothing.
Amy's here too, Stuart. Please say hello to her.
Good morning, Amy.
Hi,
I'm sorry to leave you out there.
There we go. So the shutdown of the government, does that slow down the economy? The markets certainly seemed to wave it off yesterday.
Hardly slows down the economy at all. So what, 700,000 federal employees stay at home, national parks close, a couple of other items. That is not a big impact on a $15.7 trillion economy, period. Very, very little economic impact overall if it just lasts a week or 2 weeks, period.
Now, in our past, we've always made whole those paychecks of federal employees. Do you think that is part of the American makeup? Do you think that's necessary? I know that's kind of a political question, but do you think the federal workers, when this ends, are deserving of their back pay or not?
That is a loaded question, isn't it? You want my opinion? This is President Obama's shutdown. He is responsible for shutting this thing down. He's taken an entirely political decision here. No, I don't think they should get their back pay, frankly. I really don't. I'm sick and tired of a massive, bloated federal bureaucracy living on our backs and taking money out of us, a lot more money than most of us earn in the private sector, then giving a furlough, and then getting their money back at the end of it. Sorry, I'm not for that. I want to punish these people. Sorry to say that. That's what I want to do.
Well, Stuart, what about them filing for unemployment, because we had 5,000 federal workers here in Chicago who were sent home, and a majority of them went straight to the unemployment office.
Yeah, you can't beat the system, can you? They're going to get their money any which way you slice it. But I don't have to like it, Amy, and I don't like it.
Yeah, but it's not their fault. It's not the federal employees' fault. I mean, that's what I'm sick of. I hate, and it makes me anxious to see people who are victimized because of a political fight.
I take your point, Amy. It is not directly there.
There you heard. He said it's on their backs. He's sick of the bloated government. So Stu Varney taking no prisoners. How about you? Any thoughts? Flip them to me at AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free, 866-369-3678. That's